702.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
It's time now to talk personal finance with our certified financial planner, Paul Rulofsa. And as we all know, his abiding message is always about financial freedom in the long run and a happy retirement, one that is fulfilling, and one which you can enjoy your life's work, right? Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rufira. You're so right. You know, the outcome of any good financial plan is peace of mind.
Yeah.
And why do you have that peace of mind? It's because you have your provisions in place so that if there's any life-changing event that might come your way, you've got enough financially to get through it.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Yeah. So a fundamental aspect to all of that, to retirement life, to aging, is, you know, your living where you live, how you live, and the a plan for who's going to be looking after you as you age, as you get older. And I don't know if we are always, I don't know how many people or how people view a retirement village. For some, it's a big no-no because culturally it might mean, oh my goodness, I've abandoned my parents, so I don't care about them. But for others, it's no big deal. It's something that you do in order to maintain your own independence as an individual, right? Because that's exactly what a retirement village can offer you. But talk to us about your own perspective and your own take on how a retirement village offers peace of mind.
Well, I think too, retirement village is probably a bit of an outdated description. Today they call them lifestyle villages. And I think if you look at it in that perspective, when you get older, the kids have left the house. You've got this big, space that you don't really use. Lots of maintenance and costs that come with that. Mm-hmm. And there probably will become a time where you and your wife would want to scale down and live in something that's a lot more practical, a lot less maintenance demanding, etc. So lifestyle villages generally offer that side of your life. And it's a big life-changing event to leave your home and go into a village, I'm sure.
Yes.
But it's a very practical storyboard. And there are options that you can actually look at. You know, you can take on and buy your own property in some of these developments. But what's very popular with as an option is a thing called life rights. And life rights actually allow you and your spouse to live in the property, but the maintenance and the costs of running them are borne by the developer.
Okay.
And at the end of your life, when you and your wife or you and your spouse pass on, the end value is adjusted according to how much you paid in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay less in the beginning, you get less out at the end. But it comes with quite a few practical options to it. So you've taken the headache of maintenance away from,
sure,
from you. And remember, too, you're probably going to live a long time. And the costs of maintenance in particular, which are translated into levies, they're rising costs. And they eat more and more into your retirement income.
Yeah.
So it becomes quite a good financial consideration to look at. Obviously, it's horses for courses. But that in these lifestyle villages is a very popular choice as well.
Yeah. Another very important consideration, of course, you're able to make sure that maintenance is somebody else's headache, right? But mm-hmm. another key consideration is healthcare. As we age, as we also live longer, we are going to need people or a community of people, or a team of doctors or healthcare professionals to look after us. How do these lifestyle villages tend to factor in healthcare or offer healthcare services?
Well, I think it's an important point, a very important point. Some don't have frail care or semi-frail care facilities, but they are located near those facilities. So you should be very aware of, should I or my spouse fall ill, we've got that very close by. But if I might add to it, it's a very important story to have a location that's near your family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate that, and I don't think so. I think most older people tend to stay very close to family, and that tends to be the need that we all have. But it would be quite sad to be in a situation where you sit, you're in a hospital or some kind of frail care center and you've chosen a lifestyle that is far away from family.
Yeah.
So location is very, very, very important. Don't underestimate the family ties. And, you know, moving to the coast, for example, might take you away from your social life as well as your family. And if you fall ill, you'd obviously want your family near you as well. So it's a very, very important point.
Yeah, that's a key. That's something very important to keep in mind, because I think often the notion of moving to the coast and retiring there is romanticized, but the implications of it are really, really, really run deep. So when it comes to timing and deciding, okay, it's time to let go of the house, and as opposed to scaling down into maybe a smaller property, why not actually move into a lifestyle village? What do you recommend there?
Well, again, do homework. You know, there are a lot of options and there are a lot of, you know, benefits and features, but they all come with costs. If you really look at the lifestyle village, you'd want to see that it itself is financially sound. Be very careful that you don't run into a space where you've got these levies all projected, but then they come on with special levies because every now and then there's something unforeseen expense that the village has to now cater for. So be very, very aware of costs, future costs, because, again, one of the big problems that we contend with is that we're all living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have more of a stressful experience if you haven't really taken those future costs into account. So I think do your homework, compare your notes, and try and stay within the mandate. Don't transfer into a lifestyle village and buy big again. The whole idea is to try and keep it neat and tidy and scale down. You want to actually get into a situation where you've got this lock up and go kind of concept where, you know, if you do have to leave for a while, the maintenance is so low and taken care of that I don't have to worry about leaving my property for a while. But it is definitely a way of bringing down your costs, bringing down the cost of living in terms of maintenance. I think that's the real key. But don't go too far away from the family. They're going to be very important to you in the twilight years.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this useful conversation, Paul. Really looking forward to next week's one. But if you've got any suggestions, any topics that you'd like our certified financial planner, Paul Rilifser, to tackle in the weeks to come, do drop me an email, rufilwe@702.co.za.